The Star Trek Navy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's a weapon that's been in development for 6 years. Nobody else has anything like it. And the Navy has announced it's going to be deployed in the Persian Gulf.
This will indeed be the first real-world deployment of a directed energy weapon.
Rear Admiral Matthew Klunder describing a weapon that a few years ago you could only find in naval publicity videos, like this one.
The high-powered FEL uses a superconducting electron gun, which is powered by a microwave tube.
The FEL, the free electron laser. Basically, it releases a really powerful beam of photons, and I know what the Trekkies are thinking. But no, this is not the photon torpedo, because for one thing, it's quiet and the beam is invisible, and it can't shoot down a fighter plane yet, but it can fire a beam from a moving Navy destroyer, focus it on a flying drone, and set the thing on fire, which is why it's being deployed in the Persian Gulf. It also never runs out of ammo, and unlike a missile, which can cost $500,000 a shot...
When we shoot one pulse of directed energy, laser energy, it's about $1. It's actually a little less than a U.S. dollar. Think of that for a second.
And in fact, I have been giving that some thought. We now possess a technology which can set flying things on fire from miles away. And I'm very glad we're the only country that has it, because it occurs to me that this very same technology, in unfriendly hands, could very cheaply take out our drones too. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.